Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Well, even though the secrets were in, the rumors were true, it was May 31st. Josh and Haley got married at a luxurious resort in California. The wedding comes six months after Josh proposed to Haley in Malibu. Been dating for 2 years. There was the dinner in New York City. There were the dates. There were the appearances. There was the Queen of Buffalo. And now they are a married couple. Beautiful ring, beautiful dress. You know how Demi Lovato went old Hollywood style? I would say Haley doubled down on that look. Very classic, elegant. Not a lot of photos being released yet. This was a super styled wedding. In other words, there was a very high-end wedding planner looking after things. Everything just looked picture perfect. What's interesting is a certain individual made an appearance who, to me, was completely unexpected. Larry David, co-creator of Seinfeld and from Curb Your Enthusiasm, was on hand at the wedding. Dressed up, beautiful suit, he showed up at the Josh Allen Haley Steinfeld wedding. Interesting that he created Seinfeld and was at the Steinfeld wedding. So yeah. David's attendance had people wondering, what are you doing here? Where's Leon? First off, he's a huge Jets fan. Makes no bones about that. So there's that thing. But it turns out Larry David is a client of a fella named Peter Steinfeld. That's Haley's dad. L.A. trainer Peter Steinfeld. You know, brother of Body by Jake. That guy?
No way. Friends.
Yeah. So Larry David is BFF with Peter. Peter's daughter got married to Josh Allen. So why wouldn't Larry David be there?
Huh.
Hey, Peter.
I would love to just have a camera following around Larry David at a wedding. I think that
so. You know what was interesting? A couple things. First of all, her dad is. It's funny you say that, Nick, because her dad looked like in such perfect shape in his tux when he was walking. Yeah. The other interesting thing is, it seemed like everybody, the guests, were in black and white, like tuxedos, and then women were in black dresses.
Very styled, and probably not by accident.
Right. I didn't see one. And if you see one, send it to me on Instagram or wherever. But I didn't see. I think she wanted every woman in a black dress, not like the colorful dresses like you see in the warmer weather weddings. From what I've seen, I haven't seen anybody in other colors, which is interesting. So it was a black tie wedding.
I haven't
seen
much about the big wedding party. Like the ones I've seen are for the ceremony. Still waiting. There apparently is video somewhere of Deion Dawkins doing the worm.
Oh, that's so, come on. Is there? Wow. I'll tell you,
Rumors are rumoring.
You know when you're sitting outside for a wedding ceremony and you get the folding chairs and it's just kind of like, meh, you got to deal with it? These look like they had cushions and chair covers. And
these,
so they
these
went,
all looked like fit for royalty. These were not your folding lawn chairs.
No, they weren't.
You know where the staff gathers them after the ceremony, puts them on the cart begrudgingly?
Rolls them over. Yeah. No, this was way better.
This wasn't that.
No, it wasn't.
Very luxurious facility.
Yeah.
in California. Cool. Again, still a lot of secrets. I'm waiting to see the video. You know it's going to come out. The fun stuff, the party.
That video and then the Cardi B video. Apparently they went Insta official, her and Steph Diggs.
Apparently the Patriots are thinking about cutting him.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. He's a distraction. So glad the Bills.
They figure out what that was. That pink Himalayan sea salt?
I don't.
What
was I have no the idea. They're not happy though. That's for
what's
sure.
What's in the bag?
It's not the
Taylor Swift
way.
Now owns her own master recordings to her first six albums. Remember when Scooter had him? She shared the news on Instagram, telling fans that she never thought she'd get her music back, but now it all belongs to her. She originally lost the rights to her own music in 2019 when her music manager, Scooter Braun, and his media holdings company acquired the old label, Big Machine Label Group. Less than 2 years later, Braun sold the private equity company to another company for $300 million. Taylor has now shared that Shamrock, the company that bought that for $300 million, has sold her everything, including her videos, concert films, album art, photography, an unreleased catalog of songs with her master recordings. Like, there's a treasure trove of stuff, and whatever she paid for it, I'm sure she'll monetize one way or another and give the fans what they want. Newark Airport. This is the first good news we've had out of Newark. So we've heard a lot of issues with the technical and whatever. Police rescued a two-year-old kid who got stuck on the checked bag conveyor belt in Terminal A at Newark. The boy's mother was talking to an agent behind the JetBlue counter when the kid walked behind the counter. So this is where you, not where you pick up the luggage after your flight, but as you're checking in, there's the counter, there's a little weigh scale, there's the staff with the computer, tackety-tackety-tackety, and then there's conveyor belt behind them that they put the bags on once they check them in. Kid got on that. The belt leads to a chute and into the terminal's screening system. That's not a safe place for any kid to be.
No.
So, yeah, that all happened. And we'll wait and see how the kid turns out. Two officers sprung into action immediately and went to either side of the chute. One of the officers was able to grab the child off the belt and pull him to safety before reaching the X-ray machine. Kid not injured. And probably having a good talking to at this time. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:27.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.